Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Stomp Time. All right, Chuck Berry over Elvis there.
That's actually the Beach Boys, Dom.
Oh, is it?
Good try, though, yeah.
Now, that's cultural appropriation. No, it's not. Wait a minute. Oh, did they take that? That sounded like Chuck Berry.
It did. You're right. Yeah, I never put it together.
There's another cultural appropriation. You know, there's been a lot of stuff stolen from Italians, too. I'll tell you that. That's a whole segment here.
We're going down the beach, though. That's why I have the Beach Boys going.
Oh, okay. But One of the things I like, and I wanted to get into this with people, Dan, the beach towns represent choice. Rehoboth Beach choosing to be, I believe, asinine by saying that people have to wear masks starting at 5 o'clock tonight everywhere in town, even on the beach. I don't know if they're the first in the nation demanding that on the beach. I'm not sure, except in the ocean. Who's going to enforce that, right? Versus, you take an Ocean City, and you take a Wildwood. The mayor of Wildwood is with us. He's apparently appealing Governor Murphy's edict now against indoor dining. Mayor Pete Byron joins us here on the Dom Show on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mayor Pete, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dom. Good morning, Dan. How you guys doing?
Very well. You know, and I meant that. Within reason, if you want to go to Ocean City, a little bit different than Wildwood, if you want to go to Rehoboth Beach, that's the great thing about the Jersey Shore. It's choice, because I haven't seen another town, Mayor, try to appeal the governor's order. So tell me, why are you doing that? Why are you flying in the face of a mountain of scientific evidence?
You know, it's a tough one. It's a delicate balance. It truly is. I mean, you don't want to ever put health and safety second. You always want to have them first. But, you know, there's a flip side to that as well. I mean, this is almost 4 months we're into this. We know what we need to do as a society. We know what we need to do from a personal standpoint. I think we got to take more personal responsibility. And I think that common sense has to enter into this as well. So now we're crossing through the physical health aspect of it, and we're entering into the economic health aspect. And I think the economic stress that this is bringing on people, especially in seasonal towns like we have here at the shore, that's going to flip over to a physical health, as well as the economic. So I mean, I think at this point we're beyond. We know what we got to do, and I think that we can't keep flip-flopping. We're going to open. We're not going to open. You know, 2 weeks ago, we're going to open. They give us a date. And then less than 72 hours prior, after those poor guys have gone ahead and put food orders in and hired people, et cetera, et cetera. So now you got the employees all pumped up. They're going back to work. You've got these guys or these business owners that have put out a lot of money in inventory. And now, 2 days later, you pull the rug out. It's you can't do that. Just make a decision. Stick with it. And hope that people use common sense and take personal responsibility.
And right. And what it comes down to is he's talking about, he says, the governor says knuckleheads and all that. Okay. If there is a renegade outfit out there so violative in a bar or whatever, doing whatever they're doing, then you have to go after them to kind of chill that. But you got to give space. I haven't seen your brief, but what I think you're saying to other businesses, and you got to give personal choice. I would be reluctant, and I don't know about you, in a lot of settings now, to go to a place if I had a choice For example, I like the Wharf in Wildwood a lot. Ro and I do. I would choose to eat outside versus inside there, though, even if I had to wait another day to make a reservation. That's me. That's a choice. But if you want to eat inside, and the business can do that, they're following the guidelines, what the heck are we doing here? They can't possibly survive under this.
Well, and you're 100% right, but I think it even goes beyond that. You guys were down here last week, and you saw what the boardwalk was like. And a lot of the – I mean, there's so much – stuff going on in the country right now that's all between the pandemic and all the other issues that's coming up. So there's a lot of tension out there right now. And you have a boardwalk that 90% of your food establishments are indoor establishments. They're not geared up for takeout. So
right.
You've got everybody being pushed into the center of that boardwalk, and you've got lines outside the more popular establishments on the boardwalk. So everything you're trying to do in terms of social distancing, you're compromising that by forcing people into the center of the boardwalk rather than allowing them to go into the stores or the restaurants, sit down. But again, you said it perfectly, Tom. It's your choice. If you don't feel comfortable going into that restaurant, don't go in. Okay. If you don't feel comfortable being on the boardwalk, don't go on. But to try to say, well, that's an issue. Well, because one or two bad apples, well, that's not – I don't want to hear that.
No, exactly. So is this a legal filing, or is this more of a public plea to the governor?
No, it's not a legal filing. It's just a public plea. Look, I get it. I mean, I would not – I've said this before. I wouldn't want to be making any decisions that he has to make. But at some point, you got to take a stand. You got to stick with it. It's not right what's happening. I get it. You can't – lose focus of what's happening in Delaware and Florida and all those other states that kind of got crazy a little bit. I get that too. But you know what? I'm more concerned with my home, which is the Wildwoods. And, you know, let's take care of our own house. Give us the ability to manage our own house. But on the flip side, I can't go across against the governor's mandate. My police chief would not agree to that either. So I'm just asking him, look at the calendar. I mean, we missed Memorial Day weekend. That's a big weekend. The 4th of July is probably the biggest weekend. And not to even give us a date. He just said for the foreseeable future. I mean, look at Atlantic City. You know, those casinos were all pumped. Thousands of people were going to go back to work. And now you got casinos saying it's not even worth it if we can't have indoor dining.
Yeah, you can't write off a summer. You got to try to salvage some of this. You know, and I wanted to pick your brain on this because you're a savvy guy with business, not just a politician. That's what you're still in and where you came from. Bucks County, we like the health director there, but there's a back and forth with him and the bars. And one of the edicts apparently in Pennsylvania, I'm not sure if it's from the governor or not, kind of makes sense to me in a bar. You can't be served alcohol standing up. And the reason is you don't want people elbow to elbow in a bar. I think that's kind of a reasonable thing to try to do. But would you, you know, have people there snooping on and shutting down a bar if they violate that once or something? I think it's got to be something blatant where you have a business that is just blatantly saying, we're going to do whatever the hell we want. Then you crack down on them. But others who are trying to make this work and maybe around the edges, it's not utopia, you got to rely on them and individuals to make a choice. Hey, this feels safe enough to me. As long as it's not, I'm just going to defy whatever science we have on this stuff.
I agree with everything you're just saying. Yeah, and I agree with the bar situation. And I don't know that that's a governor's mandate in PA or if that's just a choice of the bar operator, but I would say that's probably not a bad idea. I mean, if people typically like to sit, whether it's around the bar or at a table, so if they're standing, then I would say that probably means that the bar is too crowded at that point. So, yeah, and that's what you want to avoid. So I just think that it's a tough situation. It's a tough call. Across the board. And yeah, you do have to kind of look and see what some of the other states, what's happening. And I guess you can probably assume that once we open up in terms of more indoor eating and things such as that, I mean, but honestly, Don, the people are here. I mean, I can't honestly say that just because we open up for inside dining that the crowds are going to be any greater. The boardwalk is crowded. Town is crowded right now. And,
yeah,
and I think
is.
We're doing us. I think it's more unsafer to not give these folks other options than their only option is to walk on the boardwalk. Well, that's not a great option when that's all you're going to have thousands of people elbow to elbow on a boardwalk. Got you know. Thankfully, on Thursday we're going to be opening up the piers and some of the arcades, and that's going to be fantastic. I mean, that's we're pumped to hear about that, and that's going to help a lot. But I think this inside dining, I think we got to have that. I think we do.
Absolutely. Hey, Mayor, good luck with this. The Wildwoods are open. When we were down there, for that time of year, it seemed to be more people and more pent-up excitement. Our first time down, Ro likes that. I like the quiet time the first time down because I like to park wherever I want, you know, the whole thing. And also, we believe that Dom Giordano Day, that pumped up the economy much more. So I'm filing an amicus brief in your favor with the governor. Or if rather, I'm going to attack at you for this, and maybe the governor will say, let Byron go then.
Mayor, you've created a monster.
it's gotten back to me. It's gotten back to me. But you know what? That was a lot of fun last week.
Oh, God, it was.
I always appreciate you giving us the opportunity to come on your show. And you know, and there's a lot of seriousness in our conversations as well, so I appreciate that.
Well, Mayor, we'll see you in July. We're already planning on that, and things will be different, hopefully.
All right. Have a good weekend, hey. Guys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.